Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb, weeping. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting. This morning, we approach Jesus' tomb with Mary. So we see and experience Easter from her eyes. As she approaches the tomb, she is still carrying with her so many emotions from the event that occurred on Friday when Jesus was crucified. She is still overwhelmed by the anguish and the torture that Jesus endured on the cross. She is raw and she is grief-stricken. And so she approaches the tomb in this way, completely broken and grieving over the loss of her Lord and Savior, and quite confused as to what that will mean for her own life. And when she reaches the tomb that morning, there's even more grief and panic that settle in as she realizes that Jesus' body is missing and is nowhere to be found. And so we witness her spiral down even further into the depths of anxiety and despair as she tries to make sense of this situation. We witness her hysteria as so many emotions consume her, and as she just stands outside this tomb weeping. And it's at this point, as she's standing outside the tomb weeping, that we begin to see the beauty of Easter emerge. We begin to see the darkness from Good Friday lift. We begin to see the shadow from Jesus' crucifixion recede. Here enters hope and happiness, life and restoration, grace and peace, as Jesus shows up and says, "Woman, why are you weeping?" But Mary was too distraught to even recognize him. She was too grief-stricken, and so she confused him with the gardener. But Jesus called out to her a second time, and the second time he called her by name. And when he did, she knew it was him. You can almost feel and hear the joy and relief that settled into her soul and radiated out of her as she responded with, "Rabboni." Hope and happiness, life and restoration, grace and peace filled her soul in that very instance. Those are the promises of this Easter morning. Those were the happy and hopeful promises that were given to Mary that first Easter morning, and they are the same promises for each and every single one of us this Easter morning. Hope and happiness, life and restoration, grace and peace are available to every single one of us. The beauty of Easter is that it meets us right where we are, in our state of brokenness and despair, weeping and mourning. And it transports us out of that state of darkness and despair and into a state of wholeness and happiness again. It transports us into the marvelous light of God. We all, at some point or another in our lives, have been the Mary of this story. We show up in life beaten down by tragedy and despair, grief and sorrow. We are distraught and unable to see Jesus standing right in front of us, unable to hear him calling us by name. We all face situations that place us in Mary's shoes. We all face deaths of loved ones, disease and illness. We face the heartache of divorce and betrayal. We face job layoffs and financial uncertainties. We face pain and sorrow, and it leaves us in shambles as we weep and we mourn. But we can continue to follow in Mary's footsteps, where we carry all those worries and the concerns of our lives, and we take them with us to the tomb, and we leave them there. We take them with us, and we leave them there as our weeping and our sorrow is transformed into joy and gladness. The story of Easter is the story of our lives, where the darkness and despair of our lives creeps in, and it threatens to overwhelm us at times. But where the message and promise of Easter meet us, and they reassure us that Christ will show up and will call us by name, that Christ will show up and call us by name, bringing hope and happiness, life and restoration, grace and peace into our lives again. The following poem is a piece that I wanted to share with you all this morning. It was written by a young woman who is a very close friend of mine. It is a woman who witnessed and experienced so much pain and tragedy in her life, so much substance abuse and violence and betrayal, that by the age of 14, her soul was in shambles from it all. And as she entered adolescence, it worsened for her. She experienced deaths of loved ones and her closest friends. She witnessed saddening effects of cancer that plagued her youngest sibling. She was abandoned by both her parents, and she fell victim to all of these things as they shaped her identity and how she related to the world. She wrote this piece when she experienced her own Easter message. So much later in life, when these events no longer had the same power over her anymore. So she wrote it to express the gratitude that filled her soul, to rejoice for all the grace and the hope and the peace that was brought back into her life when she realized that Christ had been standing there right in front of her the entire time, calling her by name. It is called "My Cup Runneth Over." My cup runneth over, O Lord, with all the love you have lavished upon me. My cup runneth over, O Lord, with all the grace you have extended to me. My cup runneth over with happiness, O Lord, because I know you have always been walking before me, behind me, and beside me, tenderly carrying my hand in yours. My cup runneth over, O Lord, because you are always forging a way, and alas, my soul is at peace. My Lord, my cup runneth over, for goodness and happiness have found me again. My cup runneth over, my cup runneth over, my cup runneth over, for I have no other words to express this thankful heart, but that my cup simply runneth over. In this poem, she expresses her own Easter moment. She expresses the overwhelming gratitude for the hope and the happiness, the life and restoration, the grace and the peace that Christ brought back into her life. She had spent so many years hurting and enduring such pain and agony from life events that she was raw and she was broken. But Christ showed up and met her there and called her by name, offering his grace and his peace, his hope and his happiness, his life and his restoration. These are the beautiful gifts of our Easter message this morning. No matter the situation, no matter the difficulty, no matter the pain and the agony, there is hope and there is happiness in this world. There is wholeness and restoration, grace and peace to be found. They are right there in front of us, waiting for each and every one of us to grab a hold of. The God of Easter announces to us, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Take hold of these promises and let them fill your soul so that your cup may runneth over." And so this morning, we rejoice in this message. We rejoice in knowing that God is alive in our lives. We rejoice in knowing that Jesus is no longer in the tomb, but rather sitting right beside of us, taking our hand in his, whispering in our ear, "I know your name, I love you dearly. My peace I give to you, my life I share with you, my hope I leave with you." As we find ourselves approaching the tomb this morning with Mary, placing ourselves in her shoes and walking those same paths filled with sorrow, where we weep and where we mourn, then we carry all those things with us to the tomb and we leave them there. We carry them with us knowing that Christ will meet us there. And we leave them there as we reach for the promises and the message of Easter, that there is hope and happiness, life and restoration, grace and peace available to each and every one of us. And so this morning, I want us to come forward bringing the red carnation that you grabbed on your way in. And if you don't have one, I will have some down here with me. But I want us to come forward, starting with the back pews first, coming down the middle aisle, and then returning to your seats using the side aisles. But as you come forward with this red carnation, I want you to think about all those things that you are carrying with you, all those things that have plagued you for so long, fears and worries, anxieties and uncertainties, sorrows and heartaches, regrets, guilts, the shames of your life, and lay them at the foot of the cross. Release yourself from these things as you place your carnation at the foot of the cross. And reach for the promises and the message of Easter, that there is hope and happiness, life and restoration, grace and peace available to each and every single one of us. Let us reach for our Easter promises and let us be transported out of our own human shadows of darkness and despair and transported into God's marvelous light. May all your weeping be transformed into joy as your cup runneth over with all that Christ is, with all that Christ endured, and all that Christ will continue to do in your lives. Let us come forward, for the Lord is waiting and knows each of you by name. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come before you this day with sincere gratitude for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you that you have delivered us from the dominion of death and darkness, that you have raised us to new life, so by your love we are raised to eternal joys. We thank you for all that is beautiful, peaceful, and complete and whole in this world. We lay the concerns of our hearts and the despair of our lives at the foot of your cross this morning. And we reach for the promises of our Easter message, knowing that you will meet us and that you will call us by name, that you will fill us with your grace and your love and your hope, and that our cup will runneth over with so much goodness and happiness. All praise and honor to you, O Father, for all eternity. Amen.